And so as you go through your day, you need to learn these scriptures and make a confession out of them. I find myself, good time for me, well, you know, anytime, but good time, I like to make confession. Somehow it goes together, a shower and a confession. The water helps me, makes a little music. Anybody ever done that? I was in that shower last Sunday. Boy, I tell you what, it was some good confession going on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But anyway, you develop that because these, what God says in His words are absolute truth, but you want it to become real to you. Amen. So let me go on and finish this. And then we'll look at some other scripture. He said, God wants you to enjoy and know the reality of what He has provided for you, for us. And His word tells us how He did it. As an example, we see that God has provided the new birth for us. And His word tells us how that provided salvation become real to us. Even though we sometimes talk like this, God saved so-and-so last night. We know that from God's viewpoint, He didn't just save that person the previous night. He saved him when Jesus was raised from the dead. And the man just accepted his salvation. And see, once we get a revelation of this, same way about healing, same way about prosperity, and this is why the enemy will, when this become real and we can stop him, because when we don't see the money, he said we don't have it, but we know we have it by faith. I don't care if we got to get to that place where we come. how they say have the heart of a backbone, a skin of a rhino, and the heart of a baby. That devil knocking. He's knocking. They knocking at your door, but you're not moved by that. But if you are all in fear and all the other stuff going on in your life, you pulling your hair, you doing this, oh my God, what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna trust God like I always have. Because it's still real, it's taken care of. So if they go as far as to take it, I'm gonna get something better. Because I'm going to stay with it and learn how to make it work. You hear what I'm saying? So, it ain't the end of the world because they took it. Come on. But the enemy said, oh, what you going to do? What you going to do? What you going to do? I'm going to trust God. That's what I'm going to do. What you going to do? I'm sure not going to fret. I'm going to rest. Because He said, all my needs are what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, where did I stop it? As an example, we see that, okay, I did that. And we said so-and-so got saved last night. We know that, okay. God has provided, let me back and read this. The man that just got saved last night and the redemption God had provided nearly 2,000 years before became a reality to him. But it was already your salvation, mine, anybody else that gets saved. It been provided about 2,000 years ago. But a person gets saved tonight, it just became a reality to them. And then, once you get saved, you want to get in the manual, get in the book, because this is going to tell you who you are, this new creature. You know, you buy a new car, or you are in it, maybe some appliance. They always send a manual with it. It tell you all about it. You don't go out there when you buy a new refrigerator, go out and look in your glove compartment of your car and get the manual to find out how it works. You don't do that. Now, why in the world would you go out there and start letting somebody else tell you about your life and you just got born again? And this is where you got it from. Now, why are you looking somewhere else? Like I said, Matlock is not going to tell you. Amen. So Hebrews 9:12. Listen to what Hebrews 9:12. I'll give you a minute to find if you can put it up. You go ahead, and because I'll be moving along pretty good. Hebrews. That's right before James. Amen. Hebrews 9:12 says, neither. Well, let me just get here in my Bible since I'm turning in my Bible. This writing is larger than this. Praise God. Hebrews 9:12 says, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. What kind? Eternal redemption. So when Satan comes talking to you about God don't love you, he's not going to do it. No, he purchased you. And the Bible says God is love, right? The Bible says God is good. The Bible says God is faithful. Now, who are you going to believe? Your feeling, circumstance, somebody else? That's why you confess it so it become real. So these things show up. You try to make your money become your money come short. Your health mess up. Huh? All kind of stuff he'll try. Run into situations, he tell you you're going to die. But the Bible says, I satisfy you with long life. That's what he said. Only reason why Stephen died, because he chose to do it. He chose to become a martyr. He chose that. And God honored that. But God will honor, God will keep his word. With long life will I satisfy thee and show you my salvation. Amen. So you know you've been redeemed. So Satan has no authority, no say-so in your life. So when he start talking loud, you need to have something to say back to him. Because he'll have you crying like a baby or worse. Feeling like nobody cares. I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know what I'm going to do and all that kind of stuff. I've been purchased. I belong to God. And God is a good God. He doesn't lie. You lying, Satan.